Hi, this is Guy Muriel Stinson. I'm being interviewed by Terry Lee Harrison, the author of The Shameless Life from shamelesslife.com. In today's subject, we'll look at soulthentics and how it relates to the aspect of shame. We'd love to have you join us for more podcasts at soulthentics.com.
Welcome to Shameless Life Radio. This is Terry Lee Harrison, your host. I'm so glad that you're with us today. Shameless Life Radio is part of the CWA Radio Network and Christian Women Affiliate. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/CWA Radio. Well, I want to welcome you to this week's real brave and inspiring conversation. I'm excited to have our guest in studio with us today. His name is Guy Muriel Stinson. You can find him online at G Muriel, I'm going to spell this, M-O-R-R-E-L-L, Stinson, STINSON.com. It's a good thing you'll find that on Facebook, so you won't have to go look that up. You can find him online at facebook.com/mychurchtoday. Guy is a visionary, he's a creative person, just an incredible leader, and I'm so excited for you to get to know him better today. So welcome, Guy.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you today.
Absolutely. I've always admired the work that you do. I admire your Shameless Life, the book you've written, and the course that you work in. I think we share very much a heart in terms of ministry and what you want to do for people and how you want to reach people.
Well, I think we're going to have a great conversation today.
Absolutely.
Yes. So tell us, we'd love to get to know you better. Tell us, what's been keeping you busy?
Okay, I've been busy with a lot of things. And really, if I have to summarize it, I'd say that my life is coming together, which is great, because all of the years that I've been working in the background on what we can do to help people seems to be crystallizing together. And so I'm putting together projects that are designed to help people develop. I've got projects that are in development for ministries to help people in impoverished countries, to teach them business and economics. And then I've also got projects to help people such as coaches and mentors to be more effective in their work and to teach other people. A lot of these are online. All of this is coming together under a parent organization, which is going to be called Soulthentics, and will be under soulthentics.com.
Very cool. So tell us, that's a very interesting, unique name. So tell us, what is Soulthentics?
Soulthentics is something that has grown in my life over a period of about 30 to 40 years. Mm-hmm. And as I was telling you earlier, before we came on the air, was that my life has been this process of going around in these very big circles. And I've just had this compulsion that I've had to walk in a certain direction and knock on certain doors. I'd go into those doors, and what I would experience was that it would be a learning chapter for me. I would have the ability to see things which other people didn't seem to be seeing. Mm-hmm. And I would come out of that with these wow experiences. I would then take what I was learning and show it to other people, and they would go, wow, that's amazing too. Won't you write a book, or won't you teach us? And so this is how my life has been progressing from chapter to chapter. And the sum total of that is that, going back to that circular path, and like a string, it's imagine a string tied to a stake, and you're going this big circle around it. Every time you come around, the string gets shorter and shorter, and you get closer and closer to the crux of mm-hmm. the matter. Mm-hmm. And so as I was going through these things, I'm saying that I'm a person with extraordinary talent, extraordinary gifting. I can move into just about any direction in life and be effective in it, and I can help people in these. And I'm saying, but why is this so? And it was all pointing me to the fact that we have within us a soul that is extraordinarily intelligent mm-hmm. and has these extraordinary capabilities. And so after many years of going round and round and having this incredible education, I started to realize, but hang on, when people ask me, you know, what are you, what do you do, I'd say I'm an artist, but that would never feel right. Or I'd say I'm a teacher, or I'm a coach, or I'm a whatever. And none of these things ever felt right, because something in me was saying, no, that's not what you are. And then one day I realized, but I'm not an artist, I'm not a designer, I'm not a musician, I'm not a whatever. these things are manifestations of who I am. They're an outpouring of what's within me. And so that began to point me in the direction of, well, what is that which is within me? And it started to point me in the direction of, well, we are in our essence, in the core, we are our soul. And everything that we are comes out of our soul, one way or another. And so Soulthentics has to do with who you are as a person and how to live congruently with your soul, so that when you look yourself in the mirror, what looks back at you is what you want to see looking back at you. And what looks back at you is in fact you being true to yourself, and you can be proud of that. You can walk as in your situation shamelessly in life, mm-hmm. and just have that wonderful blessing that comes from being in that place. So in a nutshell, that's what Soulthentics is. Mm-hmm. It's about living and empowering people to be in that authentic relationship with that incredible intelligence within our soul that we have.
You say the same things I do in such a more beautiful way. Oh, and by the way, I'm sure our listeners are wondering where you're from after they hear.
South Africa.
Yes, I'm sure they're wondering.
My father is British, my mother is Dutch, and we end up... So that's one of those incredible stories. Now, how does this little kid who knows nothing in the middle of Africa end up on the other side of the world teaching people these things? It's just incredible to me.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. So how did Soulthentics start, Guy?
Soulthentics, as I said, was this long journey. When I was a young kid, about 4 years old, I was taken to Sunday school class where they were teaching the story of Solomon. Mm-hmm. And Solomon was about to become king, and he was given the opportunity by God to request anything that he wanted. And so Solomon sat down and he said, you know what, I don't want money, I don't want wealth, I don't want anything, but what I really do need, Lord, is wisdom, because I'm going to have my hands full. I've got a crazy bunch of people, I've got a nation to run, mm-hmm. and if you don't give me wisdom, I'm in trouble. Mm-hmm. So he prayed for wisdom, and God blessed him and said, you know what, you were wise to ask for wisdom. So as a four-year-old kid, this made an impression on me, and I went home and I got on the side of my bed and I said, Lord, I want wisdom. Mm-hmm. So there was no, you know, the heavens opening or an angel appearing next to me or anything like that. But I can see the mark of that prayer has been with me through my entire life, because I've got this curious mind that when I see things, I don't just accept it for what it is. Whereas somebody will look at that mug and I will look at, where did that mug come from? Mm-hmm. Wow, how did they put that ink on it? You know, mm-hmm. what constructed it? Who were the people behind it and so on? So I've just got this very, very inquiring mind. And as I asked questions, I started to become aware that I'm asking questions other people are not asking. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you start to get answers that other people do not get. And so this became exciting for me, and it became an adventure, and life became this playground, and I started to pursue this endless playground. It's like a kid in a sandpit finding all these wonderful things. And I shared what I was discovering with people. So that was the foundation that led to the inquiry that led me down the road to saying, hey, there's something behind everybody that we have in common that is a power to that we can use for good. One day I was walking home, crossing a dam, and I had an epiphany, and I suddenly stopped and I said to myself, I said, Guy, I can't lie to myself. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly realized in that moment that there's something within us that knows the truth. And so when you start paying attention to that, I started to discover, but hang on, this thing is always right. And it's never wrong. Mm-hmm. And I started realizing, but I cannot lie to myself, but people are not taught to listen to that place where you know that you know that you know. Mm-hmm. And so I began to pursue that, and I started to get interested in what is this place and how does it work. So that's really where Soulthentics started. Mm. Again, that journey that took me in these big circles hasn't really come together until I realized, but my place in life is this understanding and being able to help other people with this understanding. Mm. And so it's not, hey, he has a great idea and let's do this, or he has a great idea but let's do that. It's what are the principles? And I've come to realize in being Soulthentic that I have to share these with people. I cannot be Soulthentic and keep these selfishly to myself.
Sure. You know, I think we all struggle with those things, and there is that place of truth, and we know what the truth is, but we aren't taught to listen to it. And I saw something on Facebook, of course, on Facebook, but it was about your relationship with God, you know, and that God knows the truth, you know. So so what are we pretending? Are we operating in that truth with Him of where we are, where we want to be? So I find this very interesting. And I love it that you're on the show, because I just want to know, what has Soulthentics got to do with shame? It's got a lot to do with it, but tell us.
I think it's absolutely got everything to do with shame in a very, very real way. I'll go slightly off the topic and come back to the question. And one of the things that I've noticed is that you have all of these professions and industries that are designed around a concept. So, for example, if you have the counseling industry, you will go to learn about counseling from an institution, and the lecturer will teach you a certain mindset. So if you end up then going to a counselor because you've got a problem in your marriage or something, you feel shame or whatever, the counselor then starts asking you questions, well, tell me about your background and your childhood and so on, and they find something, an incident, and then they say, oh, that's it, well, let's look at that incident in a different light. And the person goes out feeling better, but it's not too long and the thing starts to recycle again. And so I would look at this and say, but there has to be something deeper. And what I came to realize is that, again, if you come to your soul, and what is your soul and what is the need of your soul? Well, number one, it is created whole. And through life and its processes, we are removed from that wholeness that is naturally there within the soul. And as soon as we are removed from it, we become shameful because we are disconnected from what we should be. And so we cannot be anything but shameful when we disconnect from what we know we should be. But the problem is, we are not taught to know what we know. So we go off to school and they start telling us, this is how you know. How do you know? Well, you've got 1 + 1 = 2, right? So you know the truth. But that is so completely removed from knowing in your soul that you know that you know. We also get taught to compete. We also get taught to be one against the other, to outsmart, to you know, be the big, the tough, the bold, the beautiful, whatever. And none of those things have anything to do with the congruency of your soul. And so it's a very, very tragic thing that happens to us. We go along to this whole process of equipping for life, whereas in fact we are de-equipping from the inborn, inbred, God-given genius and blessing that we have right within our person. And so in terms of shame, I could describe shame in different way, but really it's a disconnect that from my perspective. And so in the work that you do, when you sit down with people, they have originally, you've got the soul which knows I'm okay. And you see that in kids that are not brutalized or reflective. I mean, just look at the joy of life that manifests through these kids, right? They walk, they play, life is just the most amazing, wonderful thing until we start correcting them. And until we start educating them, and until we start brutalizing them. Now life starts becoming complicated. And life starts becoming hard and painful and irksome, etc. But really, if you look at the process, they've disconnected. They've been pulled away from that fantastic place of, I am okay, I am whole. But now they know that disconnect is there, but nobody's telling them how to listen to what their soul is telling them. And so they start feeling it as an emotional pain or a hurt or a shame, etc. So now they come into your company and you say, look, I was in shame, but somewhere I had this realization. And if you stop and think about it, where did that realization come from? But it came from that knowledge which was there originally within your soul. Okay. Nobody taught you that, right? So really what you did is you took this person who's been lied to and has had this cloak of shame put on them by others, and you've taken them and said, let's just for a moment take that cloak off. And all of a sudden the soul jumps up and says, wow, you know, you mean I don't have to wear that?
Right.
That's awesome, right?
Exactly.
And so you have this wonderful deliverance and you have this wonderful restoration that takes place. But for me, that's important to understand that connection, because if you don't, it's so easy to put patches on situations and little band-aids and say, right, now you're fixed and you know you've got whatever. Whereas in truth, we are missing the underlying reality that you are whole irrespective.
Right. Right.
And you are competent and complete and wonderfully equipped.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is really an incredible thing.
Mm, I'd love to talk to you about this. So from the Soulthentic's perspective, how would one escape from shame?
I think we've touched on that a little bit. But really what I'd say to people is, number one, you have to want to be truthful with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen so many people, you know, I've worked in ministry and people have come in for advice and counseling and so on. And you see so many situations where a person comes in and they're crying and they're sobbing at your table because they're suffering so much.
Mm-hmm.
And you say to them, look, I want you to do X, Y, or Z and then come and tell me next week how it went. And they come back to you the next week and you say, okay, well, how did X, Y, or Z go? And they say, well, we didn't do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that tells me that person is not really committed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's something that is, in fact, relishing the anguish. Because in some way or other, they're getting strokes in the background, or they're getting people's attention, or they're getting an affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So they form a relationship with their pain and they form a relationship with their suffering. But sometimes it gets too much. They need a shoulder to cry on, so they end up crying on your shoulder. But they haven't got to that point of being truthful to their soul.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you want to get out of shame, you have to get to that point where you want to
mm-hmm.
face the issues in your life that are holding you in that shame.
Mm-hmm.
And until you get there, I really don't believe we can help a person
mm-hmm.
other than to give them a foundational or a groundwork teaching that will lay the foundation for them one day to get to that point of saying, you know what, I'm now going to look in the mirror of my life
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to stop lying to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is such a key point. It was a pivotal point in my life. And I've seen so many people, when they get to that point, they can change miraculously in a very, very short period of time.
Mm. Yeah, that is amazing when you think about it, because we are so used to lying to ourselves. It's been going on for so long. And when we get to the point when we're ready, and I know so many people that, and you probably do too, that they fear it. They fear facing
absolutely.
Their issue. It's
absolutely.
So scary to face the issue.
Right.
But the truth is we can keep going round and round our whole life, just
right.
avoiding the pain.
Right.
Or you know what? We can stop and address it and
mm-hmm.
end it
mm-hmm.
and find
mm-hmm.
the freedom. And so I love talking to you about this. So we'll be right back here at Shameless Life Radio. Well, we're back at Shameless Life Radio. It's Terry Lee Harrison talking to Guy Morrell Stenson. Are you loving what he's saying so far? So I want to know next, Guy, what is the scope of Soulthentics?
Soulthentics is something which is really, really incredible. I don't want to go about this from the point of view of, you know, I'm great or look what I'm doing, but I do realize that there's an incredible value here that we need to share with people
mm-hmm.
In order to help them. And the scope of Soulthentics is really every person in any profession, any industry. And the reason for that is everybody has a soul. And everybody has within that soul the fundamental need to be whole
mm-hmm.
on the level of their soul.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, almost everything that happens to us in life takes us away from that and educates us in the opposite direction. So as a result of that, we end up ill at ease and we develop dis-ease,
mm-hmm.
which is a feeling at dis-ease
mm-hmm.
with your soul.
Mm-hmm.
That manifests in all sorts of ways. It manifests emotionally, it manifests in terms of the way you relate to people and your relationships. There's nothing that is not touched by this. We were at a meeting a while back in which I was speaking to a group of people. And you were there that day and I asked them questions for about 5 or 10 minutes. And then I said to them, okay, and I did a test for myself as much as for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to them, okay, if I can meet you here, would you like to do business with me? And I went to the next person, next person, next
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting to me was that I had 100% affirmation from the audience. Yes, 100% if you want to do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you just take that, for example, into a sales context, you don't get that happening.
No.
It simply doesn't happen.
No.
And yet here we are producing exactly those kind of results.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for producing those results is because you're not using all the gimmickry and that we've been taught, and you've got to create incentive to buy, and you've got to create coercion, and you've got to create, you know, manipulation and so on, because all of that is totally 180% opposite from the need of the soul. But when you speak to people in terms of the truth that they have pre-existent within their soul, it is very, very, very powerful, because they automatically want it. Okay, because their whole life they've known they've wanted it, and their whole life they've been crying for it and longing for it and wishing for it. And so in answer to your question, what is the scope of it? It's really across the board. It really starts with the essence of the person. Whatever that person manifests into becomes empowered, becomes more authentic, becomes more whole and giving and sharing and powerful.
Is there a certain age that you have to be to study it?
Well, obviously you've got to have the capacity to process things, you know, to have a certain reasoning capacity to grasp what is happening in front of you. But in reality, I would say that even the youngest of children get it. And you can see it simply in the way you treat them. I'll give you a very simple example of that. When I was about 9 years old, my brother came into the house and he had stubbed his toe and it was bleeding, but he was this little brave kid, right? And so he's going to be strong and he's going to be a man and so on. And he comes in here and he's trying his utmost not to cry because he wants this affirmation of I'm okay and I'm whole and I'm in charge. And my mother takes one look at this and she says, "Oh, shame." And my brother just burst into tears. And I rebuked my mom and I said, "Don't do that." And she kind of got all uppity with me and, you know, this is what parents do. Who are you? What do you know?
Right.
Not realizing that kids, in fact, know an incredible amount because they are actually very closely associated with those fundamentals of their soul. And I said to her, because when you do that, you're breaking him down. Okay. So here was this kid who knew this without being taught this, but yet I could see it and I could relate that. And so, yes, it is very applicable to children too. And it's very applicable to parenting children.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Absolutely.
I can only imagine the difference it would make in our parenting. So if I wanted to learn more, how would I learn more?
You catching me on this interview, in fact, ahead of my schedule.
So we should have you back?
So in a sense, this is kind of a snapshot because I'm building the platforms and facilities around us to be able to help a lot of people.
Okay.
But if anybody is interested, they're welcome to contact me. The best way is to go to Facebook and simply send me a message.
Okay.
You know, like the page and then just send me a private message. And I'll respond to you directly from there. I think that would probably be the best way. Otherwise, they can just send me an email to guyusa at gmail.com. I'll take your name out of that and respond to you via another email. But anybody who wants to is welcome to contact me that way.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'll be taking the Soul Authentics course, so I can also talk about it on Facebook
and invite people absolutely
who are interested to join me. So that sounds awesome. Okay, so what about when it comes to training? I know lots of coaches and trainers. Are there opportunities for them as well to be part of this?
It's part of what I'm working at is putting down the platforms because, as I say, I've just seen such incredible results out of just talking to people soul to soul. And I'm not talking about this in any sort of a new age way or, you know, you've got to meditate or anything like that. This is totally not about that at all. It's about the fact that you practically are given a soul. In reality, you walk with that soul. And we need to learn to be true to our soul. Because until we're true to our soul, we can't be true to anything else. And so I see a lot of counselors, etc., professionals in different fields struggling. I would love to help train them in the area of Soulthentics. We're building platforms to do so we can do this worldwide. And the first intakes of people who come in for training will then be able to niche themselves as leaders in the market, as Soulthentics applied to their niche. I think that just establishes them to be a world authority in that niche. So there's a lot of great opportunities there. So yes, training is in the pipeline. I in particular want to work with trainers and coaches and professional people who know I'm in counseling, I'm a counselor, I'm qualified, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. How can I make this more effective? Mm-hmm. Those are the people. People are in ministry who want to reach and touch people.
That sounds good. So, I can see how this can help the people that I'm helping.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I'd like to just give you an example of a situation which I think just spoke so much to me of the power of this. Mm. And it was of a lady who has grown up through very, very difficult situations. For being married, has a very, very difficult in-law, financially has had to carry terrible burdens for the families and so on, and has been going to counseling and psychologists for decades.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've been watching this person, she has been going through the step down, slow slide, mm-hmm. getting worse and worse and worse, mm-hmm. falling apart, becoming more ragged, in spite of the fact of having the best counseling, the best psychologist, mm-hmm. the treatment. Eventually, she ended up in and out of psychiatric wards. This is whilst living as a professional person, trying to function and hold that together.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually having shock treatment, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
One day I'm sitting at my computer and I get an email from her, and the email says, "I'm so sorry I've let everybody down. This is my email. I just want you to know, please forgive me. I'm going to take my life."
Mm-hmm.
And so I received that email as she sent it, and I just shot back an email to her saying something like, "Whoa, girl. You know, we got to talk, right?"
Mm-hmm.
And so that started the chat.
Mm-hmm.
It took 20 minutes to literally turn her life around.
Mm.
That was all. It was just a text chat. All we did was to say, okay, this is what you're seeing. Now let me point you back to reality. Let me point you back to truth. Now mm-hmm. that you know this, have a look at this and you tell me what you're going to do.
Mm.
Literally within 20 minutes, her life was turned around. No more psychological treatment, no more electrotherapy, etc.
Mm.
And that was not, you know, through any super complicated thing. It was just understanding the need of the soul.
Mm.
And pointing out to the person, this is the need of your soul, and this is why you're feeling this, and this is what you can do. So it really is a very, very powerful thing.
Mm, I love that. If you had 60 seconds to tell us, this is concise, are you ready? How has SoulThentics changed your life? Can you do it in 60 seconds?
Well, it's changed my life in that it's helped me throw off a lot of shame.
Mm.
It's helped me to throw off all of the lies that people have tried to impose upon me.
Yeah.
Which I've come to realize, it's given me a way of seeing that is a lie and this is truth.
Yeah.
And that is very, very powerful. I want to slip something in there as well. It's also made a huge difference to my intelligence. I used to be the dumb kid in the class.
Mm.
As I began to realize this is a natural intelligence within mm-hmm. us, which has come to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And it's given me the keys to help serve people.
Mm. Well, it's been a blessing being with you today. If you're interested in staying in touch, you can find Guy at morell-stinson.com. I'll have this all over Facebook. Find him and like his page at facebook.com/mychurchtoday. Guy, thank you so much.
You're absolutely
I'll be
welcome.
Sure to let everybody know when I start the course, and hopefully they might be interested in participating with us. So everyone have a blessed week. We'll see you next week at Shameless Life Radio.